Columbus, W224EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another dramatic night on Capitol Hill as the House fails to impeach the Homeland Security Secretary. ABC's Rachel Scott was there.
Overnight, an embarrassing defeat for Republicans. The House failing to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over his handling of the border.
On this vote, the yeas are 214 and the nays are 216. The resolution is not adopted.
A handful of GOP lawmakers refusing to fall in line, saying the party provided no evidence of an impeachable offense.
The House is expected to bring it up again, but it's not clear when. Secretary of State Antony Blinken meeting with Israeli leaders, briefing them on Hamas's response to a proposed ceasefire in Gaza and the release of more Israeli hostages. Former President Trump's legal team has until Monday to file an appeal with the Supreme Court following that appeals court panel rejection of Trump's claims that he is immune from prosecution for actions taken in the White House. This is ABC News. Lawyers for Taylor Swift demanding that a Florida college student take down his account tracking her private plane. They say Jack Sweeney's posts amount to stalking. He's run into similar trouble before after tracking jets belonging to Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, and Bill Gates. Two kids expelled from a private school, Liberty Christian Prep, near Orlando, Florida, but not for anything they did.
At issue, a sticker on Michelle Klein's car promoting her OnlyFans page.
It supports my family. This provides a very comfortable way of life for us.
The school asked Klein not to bring the car on campus unless the decal was removed.
It's legal. You know, I pay taxes just like everyone else.
The school sent a letter saying your family's enrollment with LCPS is terminated effective immediately, but still offering the possibility to re-enroll her kids if she removes the sticker.
That's ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Removing the sticker might be a long shot. When the school first asked Klein about taking it off her car, she replaced it with a bigger one. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
The Max Inc. Matinee Showcase is back Sunday, February 18th at the High Noon Saloon in Madison, featuring the German art students, The Apologist, and L. Donk. Doors open at noon, the show starts at 1, and you're home in time for supper. The Max Inc. Matinee Showcase. Advance tickets on sale now at high-noon.com. Presented by Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and Civic Media. Hometown Radio Refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's U.S. senators are split on a bill to increase border security and provide aid for Ukraine and Israel. Democrat Tammy Baldwin says she has concerns but plans to vote for it. Republican Ron Johnson says he's against it. The Senate holds a procedural vote Wednesday. Experts say expanding the child tax credit would lift as many as 400,000 American kids above the poverty line in 1 year. Chris Cox is with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
Half of kids who don't get the full credit now, their families will gain $600 or more from the bill. And about 40% of kids who don't get the full credit now, their families will gain $1,000 or more from this bill.
A bill to receive the expanded credit passed the U.S. House last week. Final adoption is not guaranteed. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose in Phoenix. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost 114-106 to the Phoenix Suns. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 34 points, but the team was shorthanded. Damian Lillard out with a sore ankle. Forward Chris Middleton left the game early with an ankle injury. Center Brooke Lopez out for personal reasons. Doc Rivers after the loss.
I thought we fought, hung in there. You knew at some point, you just felt at some point we wouldn't have enough offense on the floor.
Later, Rivers' press conference was interrupted.
Coach, I wanted to ask you too, like the Phoenix Suns, they kind of had some injury problems early in this season too, and they're looking a little bit fully more healthy now.
Fire alarm, we got to go, man. I'm joking.
Turns out it wasn't a fire, just an alarm on a battery. College hoops, the Badgers are in Michigan to play the Wolverines. NFL, the Packers' new linebackers coach is Anthony Campanile. He spent the last four seasons with the Miami Dolphins. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have more of that fog and freezing drizzle out there this morning, and then it's going to stay mostly cloudy here throughout the day. But it is going to be mild, up to 48 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 10. Tonight, cloudy, 41. Tomorrow, light rain, but once again, mild with a high tomorrow near 54. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 30.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio WMDX 92.7 FM. 1580 a.m. Oh, my goodness sakes. What we say when we're in the break.
There's a whole nother show going on.
It really is. Our senior versions are in that show.
As we do our
cranky old man impressions. Look, I'm desperate to use our new weather roulette wheel.
Really? Yes.
It's just sitting here now. Gathering dust. It's brand new. We haven't used it much. We only used it once. And now the weather temperature seems to be the same at all times, unless we check it. And then maybe if we check it, we'll find out that the weather temperature has changed. That's what the weather wheel is all about.
You can use it again. Why don't you use it right now? I'll get to the weather.
Okay. I was thinking we'd use this so much that we'd scuff up the marble, that maybe we'd have to oil the gears at the bottom of the wheel. But
Okay.
Should we try it again?
You got to use it. You got to use it or lose it.
All right. Here we go.
Weather today, cloudy. The high about 44. It's going to stay cloudy all day and dry. And the current temperature is, it's still 30 degrees.
All right, there you go.
Landed right on 30 again. So there you have it. It's accurate. It's consistent.
Well, we've been working really, really hard on this to at least, come up with something more accurate than what the meteorologists around town are calling for.
Hey, by the way, coming up in about a half hour, we'll be talking to Christina Leffring from Madison Tone. We're looking forward to that. What's a great website, Madison
Tone. Yeah, if you haven't been there, go there. Yeah. Madison Tone is a very entertaining site, nice looking site as well.
Yeah.
They have all different topics, politics, media. The whole shebang.
The whole shebang. The whole shindig is right there. Yeah, Madison Tone.
It's there.
608-879-8255. Phone lines are open if you want to call us or text us. 608-879-8255. John?
Well, we all know about the border crisis.
Yes, we do.
We've been hearing about that.
Boy.
Trump, by the way, wasn't the big border czar that he claims to have been. Wasn't that successful back then. And, these were bans from COVID that he could certainly brag about. But really, seriously, he wasn't the border czar that he makes himself to be. And now we know that Speaker Mike Johnson is taking orders from Trump about maybe killing that bill. And they did. They finally killed the bill. And we all saw that coming. We knew it was going to happen. But there was one dissenter. One Republican who was writing that bill, it was James Lankford, and he was out there on the stump basically telling everybody, this is a good bill.
I would also remind folks, during the Trump administration, we also had days of more than 4,000 people that were illegally crossing the border under the Trump administration in 2019, and they were struggling because there's gaps and loopholes in the law.
Yeah, this but Senator, you know that Donald Trump, we were at a 45-year low in illegal crossings under Donald Trump, and that's just a fact. I've got the evidence.
Dramatically fewer.
A 45-year low under Donald Trump in 2019.
We also had days of 3,000, 4,000, 4,500 that were happening.
But nothing like what we've seen right now. Okay, let me just.
Trying to figure out how to be able to implement it.
Okay, I'm sorry to talk over you, Senator. I think we might have a little bit of a delay.
Oh, yeah, that must be a delay. Yeah, that's why I was talking over you, trying to obscure the facts. Mm-hmm. That was on Newsmax, obviously. The guys, you know, they got to get the real point of view across that Trump has given them. Langford went on to say during that interview, and we don't have the audio for that, he said, "I would remind folks that during the Trump administration, we had days of 4,000 people." He also added, "Are we, as Republicans, going to have press conferences and complain the border is bad and then intentionally leave it open after the worst month in American history in December?" Well, that's what he said. Now he said, "Now we've got to actually determine, are we going to just complain? And if we have the shot," and it's amazing to me, if we go this 2 months and say we had this with this shot and dramatically increased detention beds, deportation flights, lock down the border, be able to change the asylum laws, to be able to accelerate the process, no one would believe it. And guess what? Well, now we know. We do believe that they killed it for sure, and that's it. That's at least James Langford was warning us ahead of time and telling the truth about the history on border control, even under Trump.
Well, and also yesterday, the House Republicans failed to impeach the DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. You know, they were going to impeach him because of the border. You know, he hasn't been doing the job. He lied about this or whatever it was. The final vote was 214 to 216, and that bill to go ahead with the impeachment failed. They thought they had it.
Only one of Wisconsin's representatives, Mike Gallagher, voted against impeaching Mayorkas. All the other five other ones, I'm going to follow right off the cliff. We're going to do that. And here's a little bit of his comment.
A lot of Republicans are against it because Donald Trump is against it. But here's the problem for you guys. The Border Patrol union came out and the acting CBP chief both came out and said it's not perfect, but this is the best thing we've seen in decades. So are Republicans going to say that the Border Patrol union and the acting CBP chief are wrong?
Well, look, they can have their perspective, Steve. And it's our job to actually make sure the laws will accomplish what we're seeking to do.
Yeah, because, the Democrats, Biden will not enforce those laws. He'll pass them, but he won't enforce them. And that's what they're creatively saying about the whole thing. In fact, here is the Border Patrol union representative.
Whatever goes forth has to be much better immediately.
Harris, we're not going to get much better immediately, so I'm going to take those incremental steps. If this were going to tie Donald Trump's hands, I would be opposed to it immediately. It doesn't. It doesn't tie any good administration's hands.
So why do you think he's against it?
I have no idea. I haven't spoken with him about it. If he has specific issues, let him air those issues. I will give the positive points in this bill. There are negative points. But if we don't even let this bill come to light, if this bill doesn't even go to the floor, we don't even get amendments. And that's what everybody's talking about. Everybody's talking about killing it before you're able to even offer amendments. That's wrong.
That's the union president speaking out there. Blasting Trump, of course. And we have a couple of calls. Should we go to Dick first from Madison? Let's go to Dick. Dick, welcome to the show, John and Gordy, the family show.
Well, guys, you know how you, and I agree with you, talk about the media, how they cover stuff. Here's a prime example of it, this issue. I mean, these people they crafted some of this bill. But the other thing I was going to bring up, Nikki Haley. Now, I'm no big fan of hers. I look at her much like a broken clock. She's right about twice a day. Right. She came out strongly for this bill and broke totally with Trump. And no coverage whatsoever of her. Very little. You would think that they would be covering her a little bit on this. She finally broke totally from the party line and from Trump himself on this issue. And it's a major one.
It is. It's huge. And now, of course, they own the border problem, the crisis itself. It's their fault. And boy, if the Democrats don't pick up this one and run with it, there is no hope for the party. All right, Dick.
Yeah, yes, Dick. Thank you for that call. Yeah, this deal was a deal. I mean, they've been working on this for months in the Senate. Bipartisan deal. Everybody was on board with this. And then Donald Trump.
Well, not only that, but yeah. Biden said, if you pass this, we're going to close the border completely. Mm-hmm. You can't get more, I guess, invested in this
right.
than that. And hey, they didn't take that. Let's right. take, Joe is on.
Let's go back to the phones. Yes, Joe is standing by with a comment. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, guys. I wanted to return to our esteemed congressional representative, Tom Tiffany, who had these brilliant remarks about the repair of the and replacement of the Blatnik Bridge that was part of the infrastructure bill, that $1.2 billion that we were able to get into our communities up by Superior Duluth on this honking bridge. And I guess what I find amazing is he's referring to this as flailing. I might refer to this as getting the job done. I didn't realize what bad shape that this bridge is in. It's apparently reaching the end of its life. A bridge has a life, and not surprising if it's out in the elements. And so it's, I think, 62 years old, and they estimate that if this wasn't replaced, that by 2013, it would have to be shut down. There is a Wisconsin Public Radio piece on this that just had this language in it, you guys, that this is where the Blatnik Bridge is now and why it may need some work, which is, here's some language. It has load restrictions because of age, rust, and corrosion on its primary trusses.
Oh, wow.
Well, that would kind of concern me. It also
that sounds big. That sounds big.
Yeah, age, rust, and corrosion, and it has crash rates on the Blatnik Bridge that are 7 to 10 times higher than statewide averages in Minnesota and Wisconsin. It's an old bridge. It was designed with old technology, old knowledge. And they estimate that now there are weight limits on this bridge, 60% of what you have on standard bridges. So, I mean, there's stuff that can't go on this bridge as it presently is. And it's a funnel for commerce coming down from Canada, commerce from our country going up to Canada. If this is flailing, let's let Biden flail some more, because this seems to be like something that needs to be done. And here we have Tom Tiffany talking about mining. And man, I did not get that at all, because at present, state mining is under the DNR. It's not under Biden. There was a situation in Minnesota in 2022 where Biden canceled leases that were on federal land, not on state land, but on federal land. And this was, it was called the Twin Metals lease, and it was right by the Boundary Waters canoe area. And it had been okayed during the Trump administration, no surprise. This Twin Metals lease was owned by a Chilean company, not even an American company. And what Biden shut it down for was that it violated federal laws and regs, including the fact that the Forest Service must consent to mineral leases. That isn't the same as state mining. And he's conflating them just with the idea of mucking this about. If flailing is getting ourselves a working bridge that is set to close by 2030 if it's not replaced, then let us flail some more. This is a good situation and not the only bridge that came up for repair. So anyway, my 2 cents, I can't believe it. So age, rust, and corrosion. Thank you.
All right, Joe. Thanks a lot. I appreciate your commentary on that. We've got more.
Mm-hmm. And in just a few minutes, also, we'll be talking to Christina Leffring from Madison Tone.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Earl Ingram. It's Black History Month. I'm honored to welcome some special guests to talk about it. Professor Bob Harvey will be here this Thursday, February 8th from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. We'll discuss Black history like only Professor Bob Harvey can, and you can be part of the conversation too.
Don't miss the Earl Ingram Show with special guests throughout Black History Month here on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio WMDX 92.7 FM at 1580 AM. The capital city, Madison. The John and Gordy Show.
We are live.
Let us know what you're thinking. You can always text us on social media, and you can also do it from our app as well. Or just give us a call. One way or another, we want to talk to you.
Yes. 608-879-8255 is our number. As I mentioned before, Christina Leffring will be joining us in about 10 minutes or so from Tone Madison. I had it mixed up before. I said Madison Tone. It's a little dyslexic, but yeah, Tone Madison, and she'll be with us in about a little more than 10 minutes.
We're going to continue about the border failure, the border crisis. It's such a horrible crisis. But then they turned it down. They just kind of walked away from the deal. And here's Mitch McConnell's point of view on it. After he thought it was such a great idea and everything, all of a sudden he met with a caucus that doesn't want it. And he changed his mind.
I said repeatedly every month, I'm not going to get into comments about the race for the presidency among Republicans. I think in the end, even though the product is approved by the Border Council that endorsed President Trump, most of our members feel that we're not going to be able to make a law here. Not that the border isn't important, but we can't get an outcome. So that's where I think we ought to head. It's up to Senator Schumer to decide how to repackage this if, in fact, we don't go on to it.
Boy. Oh, boy. Thank you, Mitch.
Oh, man. Wow. A lot of energy in that one. not a good excuse. Whatever you were trying to convey there.
They were all for it, not too long ago.
Right. So Biden came out and said, hey, guess what? We're going to run on the border failure. So here's Biden. Yeah.
But if the bill fails, I want to be absolutely clear about something. The American people are going to know why it failed. I'll be taking this issue to the country. And the voters are going to know that it's not just a moment. Just at the moment, we're going to secure the border and fund these other programs. Trump and the MAGA Republicans said no, because they're afraid of Donald Trump. Afraid of Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Every day between now and November, the American people are going to know that the only reason the border is not secure is Donald Trump and his MAGA Republican friends. It's time for Republicans in the Congress to show a little courage, to show a little spine, to make it clear to the American people that you work for them, not for anyone else. I know who I work for. I work for the American people.
Pretty powerful stuff right there.
Yep, there you go. Drop the mic.
Definitely, definitely run on that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They fear Donald Trump. You just have to chuckle with that. It's just unbelievable that this is like some kind of mob boss controlling the entire country, an entire political party.
Mm-hmm. Well, and again, yesterday they announced that the head of the Republican Party, convention, the GOP leader resigned or is going to step aside, and they're going to put in somebody else that Trump wants. He got her in it. Rona, I forget her. Is it McDaniel? Name escapes me. But
they're definitely going to replace RNC chair. I mean, why not?
The RNC chair.
But let's blame somebody.
Yeah.
It's a party of placing blame on somebody else.
And guess what?
They've run out of Democrats. Now they're blaming themselves.
Yes. Well, and the reason that she's being replaced is, guess what? They don't have a whole lot of money.
No.
Fundraising has been down for the RNC. Way down. They're way behind where they... Huh. Wonder why that is.
Yeah.
I wonder why.
But, Trump is taking full credit for this disaster.
Oh, sure.
Here's Trump. taking the blame.
And I'll fight it all the way. I notice a lot of the senators, are trying to say respectfully they're blaming it on me. I said, that's okay. Please blame it on me. Please.
Okay, we will.
Yeah, we got that.
In fact, we are. We have been.
Check that box. You got it.
We'll check that box.
you're to blame. Yeah.
And Jamie Raskin, a Democrat, had this commentary about the whole thing.
It was good enough for Senator Mitch McConnell and dozens of GOP senators, and it was good enough for the Wall Street Journal, but the House MAGAs would not take yes for an answer. Why? Because Donald Trump doesn't want a border solution. He wants a border problem, nothing else to run on. And Vladimir Putin certainly doesn't want $60 billion going to the heroic people of Ukraine, defying his filthy imperialist invasion. All over the world, democracy and freedom are under siege today, and all our colleagues can think to do is to sell out our Democratic allies and sell out the cause of human rights, and then impeach a cabinet secretary working diligently to solve the immigration problem that they claim to care about. I yield back.
Yep. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
Says it all. Yeah. It's right there.
How, you know, it's just like, don't they understand or don't they see what this actually looks like to the American public? And I know that a lot of the MAGA voters are glued to the television sets for right-wing media information. I know that they're really not listening to a lot of different sources. So they're not, a lot of them aren't going to get any of this information. They're not going to get the information that the border union president basically of that union basically said that we got to pass this thing. This is a really, really good bill. It's a great start. We should do this. We need this kind of help. They're never going to hear any of that.
You won't hear that on Fox. You won't hear that on Newsmax. Well, you'll hear it here on the John and Gordy Show.
Yeah. Right.
So well, we've got it for you.
True. Well, right here. You bet. And something else right here, we like to follow the misadventures of Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Oh, boy.
She is one piece of work. She is something else.
What'd she say this
time? Well, you know, there is a problem on the right wing. For some reason, they don't understand the meaning of what an insurrection is. They compare it to everything. I'm serious. Yeah. Everything. Any possible meeting, a protest, a gathering of some sort, or even an inaugural, everything, and I'm not kidding, everything is an insurrection. This is Marjorie Taylor Greene about her impression of the Biden insurrection.
And then the American people who pay for elections with their tax dollars actually own the elections and have the right to care about their elections, election integrity, and the results of their elections.
Can I just stop here? Because I should have maybe warned people, don't get your glasses too close to the speaker when we play her voice, because you know,
so
anything
shrill.
Can happen. It will break and shatter glass very easily. I hope we didn't cause any damage here this morning. Well, let's continue.
When they came to Washington and protested, all of you called it an insurrection. And then when Joe Biden was inaugurated and this entire Capitol complex was surrounded with 30,000 National Guard troops, none of you stood there and called that an insurrection.
There's a reason. There's a reason for that.
It was inaugural. That was not an insurrection.
The National Guard is just standing around there, you know, in respect to the president at his inaugural. I don't know. Is that that's an insurrection?
Oh, no. You all stayed silent.
We did.
Yeah, we did.
Because we really didn't think that it was something to complain about.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. How do you even think like that? Seriously.
729 coming up. Christina Leffring from Tone Manis.
You're
listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt and Air on Air.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Well, Wisconsin Agriculture is all in on your Super Bowl celebrations. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Wednesday. Starting to pull your ingredients together for the big Super Bowl party? Don't overlook Wisconsin potatoes. That's the advice of our own Alice in Dairyland, Ashley Hagenow. She's traversing the state making sure that people know baby red potatoes are a great option for Super Bowl celebrating.
Cheesy chili stuffed baby red potato bites. What you do is you have some baby red potatoes and you boil them for about 20 minutes or so. And then you scoop out the top half of that potato. You then stuff a mixture of cream cheese and chili into those potatoes, sprinkle the top with some shredded Wisconsin cheddar cheese or any cheese of your choosing, and then you put this concoction into the oven. After you have baked it in the oven to the point of that cheese being golden brown, you have a delicious way to enjoy Wisconsin potatoes.
Ashley Hagenow, she is our current Alice in Dairyland. If you're looking for the recipe for your Super Bowl celebration or anytime, you'll find them at eatwisconsinpotatoes.com. By the way, the Wisconsin potato and vegetable growers are gathered for their winter conference in Stevens Point this week.
Attention farmers and contractors. It's that time of year again. Time to spring clean your sheds and sell your equipment with Steffes Group at the upcoming Wisconsin Area Equipment Auction, closing March 27th. Showcase your equipment to the right buyers and maximize your sale potential. Go to steffesgroup.com right now for more information on this and other upcoming auctions in your area and nationwide. That's steffesgroup.com.
Can you predict the future? I can't. That's why when I'm planting soybeans, I treat with Heads Up Seed Treatment. With more than 15 years of research, Heads Up offers proven protection against both white mold and sudden death syndrome. So no matter what the year throws at you, you've already taken that first step to be prepared. Don't let your beans suffer from disease when they're just starting to look their best. Tell your seed dealer you need Heads Up Seed Treatment. Learn more at headsupst.com.
And if you swing on over to MidwestFarmReport.com today, you'll find out about a new bill in Congress that's designed to support domestic hardwood products. Obviously, Wisconsin manufacturers are following the bill and hope it will pass. We've got a conversation with Kretz Lumber Company President Troy Brown out of Anago talking about how the industry has a problem reaching consumers with these messages. He says that this bill would help resolve the disconnect by spotlighting the benefits of real hardwood. Story available now at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Yonke.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
We have more of that fog and freezing drizzle out there this morning, and then it's going to stay mostly cloudy here throughout the day. But it is going to be mild, up to 48 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 10. Tonight, cloudy, 41. Tomorrow, light rain, but once again, mild with a high tomorrow near 54. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
And now, back to two veteran broadcasters who love radio so much, they hope that when it's their time, they die right here on the air. Which, come to think of it, happens pretty much every day. It's John and Gordy!
Still alive, what you wish for here.
Yeah, know? That's right. Still alive and ticking so far. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It is 7:35. Our number is 608-879-8255. Taking your calls there here at Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
All over social media. Be sure to watch us very closely on your car phone and then listen intently to your car stereo. All right, that's a little tip there, and you know, you can see the jersey that I'm wearing today. Jordan Love jersey. See right here,
Green Bay Packer. Yeah, number 10. There you go. I've seen that jersey before.
Well, it's an official NFL jersey, so sold there.
John, joining us now is Christina Leffering from Tone Madison. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, let's find out about Tone Madison.
Yeah, we're doing a little research, you know, for this show, and we're trying to find sources for information and news, and we ran across Tone Madison, and you know, I hadn't heard of it. I thought maybe we'd turn everybody else on to it. Tell us a little bit about how Tone Madison came to be.
Well, we've actually been around for about a decade.
This will
be our 10th year. I'm still fairly new to Tone, so I started freelancing for them in 2021. And then I became our first news and politics editor in the fall of 2022. Mm-hmm. So yeah,
That's a long time. That's a long time. 10 years. You know, we were off, of course, for about 20 years. But that's why we're back into it again and finding Tone Madison. It was a very refreshing site to run across. I mean, you've got some great topics and good story and some investigative reporting as well. We like that.
Thank you. We try to do something different from the other outlets here in Madison. A lot more questioning of power, questioning of narratives, and just telling stories that either we don't feel like get reported the way that they should be, or just don't get enough attention that they deserve.
Well, we just recently talked to the mayor of Madison about affordable housing here, and I see you have articles about affordable housing. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, our most recent one was a comic from Rachel Lichtman. She's actually a new artist who we've started working with. But so Rachel's story is that she has some kind of chronic condition, and so she needs accessible and affordable housing. And she's also a student. And so that combination just makes it really, really difficult for her to actually access affordable housing. And so she came to us with this idea of the comic strip. And we were excited about it right away because you keep hearing all this talk about that we're building all this new affordable housing and you know that there's this investment in affordable housing, but the reality is that for a lot of people and for the people who need affordable housing the most, these units are still not affordable.
Exactly. In fact, the cartoons are really revealing. One building has an elevator on the second floor. You have to get to the second floor first before you can use the elevator. Is that true? Is that a newer building?
No, that is one of the older buildings.
Okay, all right. Thank goodness.
It defeats the purpose.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Talking with Christina Leffering here from Tone Madison. If you have a question, you can call us 608-879-8255. I'm looking at the Tone Madison website right now. It's got the music, film, politics, culture, events. Christina, tell us a little bit about your style of covering politics. You're really focusing on how it impacts ordinary people, right?
Right. I mean, part of that is my philosophy as a journalist, but it's also been Tone's philosophy for long before I came joined the team. It just feels like a lot of the media in town kind of falls into very similar patterns around issues of power and kind of defaulting to what people say. And, you know, we want to be a place where where journalists can kind of poke and question some of these assumptions that people make.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, I went on a rant the other day about how the First Amendment protects free speech. It also protects the media, news organizations, basically. And you have a piece, I guess, in the works in regards to a Democratic bill in the legislature that would protect or at least pay for, somehow support journalism in this state. What's the story on that? What do you have so far?
So there's three bills. I actually just did a first edit of it yesterday. So that story might take a few more days before mm-hmm. it actually comes out. But there's three bills. And they all have kind of like varying levels of what we think could be really helpful. There's one that would give people some kind of tax credit for subscribing to a newspaper. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, that particular model is probably the most problematic because we have to face the fact that the conglomerates that have bought up these newspapers have failed to serve the public. Like, journalism is a public service.
Right.
There's been so many studies that find that when you lose a local newspaper, when you lose local reporting, you see corruption going up. You see, you just see a lot of things that, you know, if you had a journalist in the room, that wouldn't be happening. But so these, and like, I've worked for companies like Lee Enterprises and Gannett, and the reality is that they are not investing in journalists the way that they could be with the resources that they have.
Right. You can't really trust them to keep their staff intact, the reporters on staff. They're still shedding reporters, as far as we know, far as what I've been reading. So, in fact, if there was a way to support the media, the news coverage, in a way that it would be a public service, and then we could do it with possibly tax dollars of some sort, giving them some kind of tax credits in order to still run their operations, keep their staff, keep their reporters, as opposed to leaving it up to them to just shed more and then make more money on the bottom line, basically, with advertising, and care little about news coverage locally or nationwide.
Right. I mean, I think that it gets into much bigger things than I think a state legislature could address, which is, I mean, the news business, it's got some of the same issues as a lot of industries in the United States, where we've seen this consolidation and gobbling up of, you know, resources from private equity. And the problem is that private equity just wants like return upon return upon return year after year. And, you know, like newspapers, you can make money making news. Right. You know, it's not like it's an unprofitable business, but it's not like what the demands of private equity want.
Right.
So if you have something that's locally owned and that's owned by, you know, either like we are a worker cooperative. Mm-hmm. And I personally really like that system because it's like no matter what happens, there's going to be like, you know, jumps in funding and there's going to be pitfalls in funding. Mm-hmm. But at least I have a say in what happens.
So you're basically you're thinking maybe the business model itself could change instead of having, you know, corporations owning these media companies. It could be more of a cooperative. So it's more sustainable.
That's one avenue. I mean, we've seen kind of the pitfalls of like when a rich donor just scoops in and buys a newspaper.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's a problem. Yeah.
There's issues with that. There's also nonprofit models. There's all kinds of different models that, you know, I think the key like thing that we have to focus on is just making sure that there's local control, and there's local control by people who care about news.
Talking with Christina Leffring from Tone Madison. Christina, you have a piece coming up in the works, I believe, about what is this, Fitchburg's proposed cop city?
What's that about?
That is something that I had missed from just talking to people who have been following it. It sounds like something that just is trying to be pushed through fairly quickly, but... it's what it kind of sounds like. It is a proposed, I don't have the piece open right now, but it's a proposed about $49 million facility that would be for police training. And that's about double Fitchburg's annual budget. And so, you know, this is being written for us by a new reporter, and I'm really impressed with what she's put together.
Yeah,
because what she points out is that with that kind of money, what could we actually do that would address the social issues that are the root of crime? Mm-hmm. However we want to define crime, which is like a whole other, that's like a dissertation. But like, you know, what else can we do? How can we make sure that people have the resources that they need to live lives where they don't feel like crime is the best avenue?
Is this like a cop training center? Is that what you mentioned?
Exactly. It seems like it's modeled after the cop city in Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
And they're trying to sell this as like, we're being environmental. We are there's going to be a community space. And, you know, one of our editors kind of commented like, what, you're going to rent out a hall for a baby shower down the hall from a gun range? Like, what is this?
Right, exactly. Well, yeah, the thing is that, you know, you would think that it would maybe kind of be a diversity type of cop city where they would, you know, they would have different kinds of police officers, ones that handle domestic abuse, domestic problems, as opposed to crime. Cops going out to, you know, specifically split them up and have them specially train for the special kinds of jobs that they are required to cover, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I was a reporter in Racine, and so I spent a lot of time hearing about the whole like community policing idea. And then there's always been discussions about like diversity in policing and stuff. And I just can't help but be skeptical that this is just a way to avoid the really difficult, you know, conversations that we need to have about accountability.
Well, I'm always really skeptical about anything coming from Fitchburg because it's really not a city. So, just a proposal. Right. But that's always been a thing with me for the last 40 years.
Christina, we only have about a minute left. If folks want to find out more about what you're up to there at Tone Madison, or do you accept contributions like freelance, or if people want to become a little bit more involved with putting it together? Do you have some contact information?
Yeah. So my email is christina@tonemadison.com. We are a reader supported news outlet. So if people want to donate to us, that would be great. We have a newsletter and it only comes out 2 days a week. So we're not clogging up your inbox. 2 days a week, and you get not just our politics coverage, but also like local music, arts, culture, film. I'm always happy to take pitches from people.
I'll tell you what, Christina, could you just hold on? I'll come back with a few more things.
Sure. All right.
Okay.
Yeah. Christina Leffring with us, and we'll be right back with more with Christina.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
It's fully leaded education talk. Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny, weeknights at 7. On the talk you can't ignore, Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join Matt Nair on Air, 11 to noon.
On Mad Radio, 92.7 WMDX, 1580 a.m.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM at the Capital City, Madison, off State Street, a block away from the Capitol. And we're talking to Christina Leffring of Tone Madison. We're talking about some of the pieces that they have at the website covering the news. They have media coverage as well. But we're going to talk about Christina's latest project. I believe it's Capital Punishments. What can you tell us about that?
Well, Capital Punishments was how I got started with getting involved with Tone Madison. It was a weekly column. I did it weekly for about a year, but you know, after about a year, I kind of ran low on opinions. Mm-hmm. But now it's coming back. It's an election year, so it feels like there's a lot more to talk about. But I've migrated it to Substack.
Excellent. Mm. Yeah. I've been there. It's a great site, a great alternative to X.
So, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, isn't everything now? So.
Yes. I guess you're right. Now you've been covering the Dane County Jail project, which you would describe as they keep digging. The jail on the isthmus is something that was bothersome for me. I mean, we didn't even have the convention center, I believe, when I came up with an ad for it a long time ago. I just want to play this. Yeah. I want to play this for you. My disbelief that we put a jail on the isthmus. I know it's near the courthouse. I know the reason for it, but here's my my idea for jail on the isthmus.
Jail on the isthmus, where every cell has a view, lakeside. All roads lead to jail on the isthmus. Arrive in luxury aboard a chauffeur 1991 Chevrolet Police Caprice. Convenient to downtown shops, restaurants, and banks. Make plans today. Jail on the isthmus.
There you go. So that was my impression of it back then.
The all roads lead to jail made me giggle.
That's true.
And it's still a current issue, the jail on the isthmus.
Yeah. Project,
yeah.
So Dan Fitch, he's one of our freelancers. He's also an activist and has just been following this Dane County Jail project for years. Yep. I'm sure he'd love to do something else with his time, but unfortunately we keep coming back to this. And now the project is projected to be, I mean, now it's like just a hair under 200 million, but the way it's going, you know, it's going to keep going. So, and you know, he's really thoughtfully pointed out in multiple articles that we just keep sticking with this same plan, and have never really looked into alternatives. Like, what about modifying the current jail or I don't know, just not building a brand new one.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Well, that's a story we'll continue to follow. And you know, if a reporter can make a life out of it, I'm all for it. It's, you know, it's a job creation bill. Why don't you touch briefly on the UW cuts, because this is certainly an important issue statewide.
Well, what I'm working on is a piece that kind of steps a little bit back from like the day-to-day cuts, because mm-hmm. unfortunately this story keeps being relevant. Every couple of weeks or months, we get another story about a campus closing or completely like cutting off certain programs on different campuses and such. And so I talked to Neil Krause and John Shelton. Krause is with UW. Oh, I can't remember off the top of my head right now. Mm-hmm. But and Shelton is with UW Green Bay. Mm-hmm. And they've both been looking into this this ongoing narrative that we have to cut, that we need austerity. Mm-hmm. And the reality is, you know, right now the state has billions of dollars in reserve, but even more so, it's just a narrative that seems to not die. And there's reasons for that.
Well, you know, just recently I read a piece where one of the Republican legislators said, well, now that we've spent the money on all of the needs that Wisconsin had, now we can give a tax cut. And I thought, you spent all the money on all the needs that we have? Not even close to that. It was just very infuriating to have somebody actually, well, yeah, now we can just give the money back to the wealthy people who paid all the taxes. Fantastic. What a deal that turns out to be every year. Yeah, it's bad.
And it's so short-sighted too, because there's so many like very like low-hanging fruit that mm-hmm. that money could go towards and make a huge difference. Like, we keep hearing all this talk about a worker shortage. Fund childcare so that parents mm-hmm. can work.
Right.
Because right now, like, people are paying as much for childcare as for university.
The thing is, Republicans don't seem to be changing with the times, because the times have changed. We have a gig economy. Childcare is super important at this point in time. And they don't seem to understand how things do change. They always talk about, well, we're just expanding government if we take care of childcare. Well, expanding government may be the thing you need to do. You know, there's nothing written that says you can't expand government to help society, you know, fulfill its needs and goals. And that's what we found ourselves in at this point, a gig economy. People need childcare, right?
Right. Well, and it's like the Roosevelt passed the New Deal, and Republicans have never forgiven him for it. So
exactly. Yeah.
every policy seems to just be trying to chop at something that was implemented like over a century ago. So,
Christina Lefrin, thank you for being with us. We're out of time. We'd like to have you come back again.
Yeah. I would love that. This was fun. Thank you so much.
Folks, check out Tone Madison. It's just tonemadison.com. And Christina, thanks again.
All right.
Johnny, we are all out of time.
Are we already?
For today's efforts, yes. Right, but, you know, the good news is we will be back, and it'll all happen again tomorrow morning, beginning at 6.
No, no.
What?
Good news is that we have the weather roulette wheel.
Okay.
I want you to check
the wheel.
You got to check it. Yeah, one more time before we take a leave here.
Come on, 31. Come on. Here we go. Yeah, 31 degrees now. We made it.
Hey.
Have a great day. So long.
As we were saying, let the sun shine. It's the John Gordy Show.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7. WMDX. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder, metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News,